Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, Part 5, Verses 44 through 51, A Description of Prahlad by Kashyapa. The learned Kashyapa then said to his wife, Diti, because of your lamentation, penitence, and proper deliberation, and also because of your unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as your adoration for Lord Shiva and myself, one of the sons of your son will be an approved devotee of the Lord, and his fame will be broadcast equally with that of the Personality of Godhead. In order to follow in his footsteps, saintly persons will try to emulate his character by practicing freedom from animosity, just as the purifying processes rectify gold of inferior quality. Everyone will be pleased with him because the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller of the Universe, is always satisfied with a devotee who does not wish for anything beyond him. And that topmost devotee of the Lord will have expanded intelligence and expanded influence and will be the greatest of all great souls. Due to matured devotional service, he will certainly be situated in transcendental ecstasy and will enter the spiritual sky after quitting this material world. He will be a virtuously qualified reservoir of all good qualities. He will be jolly and happy in others' happiness, distressed in others' distress, and he will have no enemies. He will be a destroyer of the lamentation of all the universes, like the pleasant moon after the summer sun. Your grandson will be able to see, inside and outside, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose wife is the beautiful Goddess of Fortune. The Lord can assume that form desired by the devotee, and his face is always beautifully decorated with earrings. The sage Maitreya then said, so hearing that her grandson Prahlad would be a great devotee, and that her sons, namely Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, would be killed by Krishna, Diti was highly pleased in her mind.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Adavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhu Sudana. Gopala Govinda Rama. राम श्री मधुसूदना गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन हरि हरये नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्रीमद्भुसोदन हरि हरये नमः श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता हरि गुरु वैष्णव भागवत गीता हरि हराये नमः कृष्ण यादवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधु सूदन हरि हराये नमः श्री रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त दास रघुनाथ हरि हराये नमः हराये नमः हरि हराये नमः
गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father in so many ways. Yet, after the death of his father, Prahlad prayed for Hiranyakashipu's liberation by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Prahlad did not ask any benediction that he might have asked for, but instead, he prayed that his atheistic father might be liberated. Prahlad never cursed any of the persons who engaged in torturing him at the instigation of Hiranyakashipu. The would-be grandson of Diti, who was predicted to be a great devotee, would be liked by everyone, even by the enemies of his father, because Prahlad would have no other vision besides the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many instances in history wherein even the most ferocious animal became friendly to a pure devotee of the Lord. And so it is understood that the grandson of Diti, namely Prahlad Maharaj, would constantly meditate on the Lord and reiterate his activities. And because he would constantly remain in such meditation, Prahlad would easily transfer himself to the spiritual world after quitting his material body. Such meditation is still more conveniently performed by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord. And this is especially recommended in this age of Kali.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The exemplary devotee of the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj, had all the good qualities humanly possible. Although he was emperor of this world, Prahlad was not profligate or immorally unrestrained. So beginning from his childhood, Prahlad was the reservoir of all good qualities. And without enumerating those qualities, it is said here, summarily, that Prahlad was endowed with all good qualities. And that is the sign of a pure devotee. The most important characteristic of a pure devotee is that one is not lumpata, licentious, lacking moral discipline, especially being sexually unrestrained. And another quality of a pure devotee is that he or she is always eager to mitigate the miseries of suffering humanity. But the most obnoxious misery of the living entity is forgetfulness of Krishna. And so a pure devotee, therefore, always tries to evoke everyone's Krishna consciousness. This is the panacea for all miseries. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is predicted that the grandson of Diti, namely Prahlad Maharaj, would not only see the personality of Godhead within himself by meditation, but would also be able to see Krishna personally with his own eyes. However, we should remember that this direct vision is possible only for one who is highly elevated in Krishna consciousness. For the Lord is not possible to be seen with material eyes. Diti was very aggrieved to learn that because of her untimely pregnancy, her sons would be demons and would fight with the Lord. But when Diti heard that her grandson, Prahlad, would be a great devotee, and that her two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, would be killed by the Lord himself, Diti was very satisfied. As the wife of a great sage, Kashyapa, and daughter of a great Prajapati, Daksha, Diti knew that being killed by the personality of Godhead is a great fortune. In this episode, the word Brisham is significant because it indicates that Diti was pleased beyond her expectations. Recorded April 26 and 27, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.